This is Colin Zreet with Funky Picnic, and you are listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
It's your boy 420D hanging out.
Modern Brews and Beats.
You know, you're listening to episode 119 of Modern Brews and Beats, and the recording sounds a little different in this because instead of Cool Tony D being in Arkansas, mm-hmm. he is actually sitting right across from me here in Texas. How you doing, Tony?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Cool.
I'm good. Today that we're recording, this is a Friday. March Madness is going on. I filled out a bracket.
Okay.
Doing pretty good so far.
Nice.
My dad filled out a bracket.
All right. Not quite so much.
I told him about some of his picks.
Okay.
And he was confident.
Yeah,
as he was drinking one of the beers I brought him back from Arkansas.
Yeah.
So maybe he was tripping.
Maybe so.
But a couple of his teams got their ass kicked. Eek.
I'm like, sorry, Dad.
So when I see him later, I'm going to be like, hey, man, what happened to that team, man? You picked to the Sweet 16.
Uh-huh.
So I'm ready to hear him cussing and everything.
That's too funny. That is too funny.
But I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, it's, like you said, we're doing this, and it's been a while since we've done one in person, so good to see you.
Thank you.
And have some beers, and you brought back some beers for me. One of them actually ended up being one of my beers of the week.
Oh, fantastic.
It actually came from the Cool Tony D collection.
This is rare.
So, well, see, the thing about it is I drink mine up.
Okay.
So, I mean, Love Honey, and I think I've had Love Honey before, right?
Okay.
But it is a very good bock from Lost 40.
Yes.
And it's a bready caramel flavors, really tasty. I think it's the second beer that you've brought back from Arkansas that I'll probably need at least a 4 or 6 pack of.
Okay.
And the other one I would add to that is the Easy Rider from Norfolk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So those are both very good beers. But yeah, my beer of the week is going to be that Love Honey.
That Easy Rider, that's a lager, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yep.
I need to do that. Did I give you some Norfolk this last time too?
Give me an IPA.
IPA. You haven't tried it yet?
I haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Norfolk, solid, man. Now, I also got to get you a double Love Honey. That thing make you rethink your whole afternoon.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it make you sit there and like, okay, let me.
That'll work.
I'm sitting here for a little while longer. So double Love Honey is off the chain. I haven't had one of those in a while, but I'm glad you enjoy Love Honey because I tell people about it, and I'm sure you can get it somewhere down here in DFW, but it's an abundance of them up there. So of course I grab them.
Mm-hmm.
Solid brew, man. Even my dad liked it. So my brew of the week, I went to Funky Picnic. Shout out to Colin. It was our last episode.
Yeah, 118 for sure.
I was able to get out there. I had to go by my actual job, like the physical location. It was funny. Like I get out there thinking I'm going to like shake hands with people that I've spoken to 100 times.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody's working from home.
Like, hey, here you go, Anthony. Here you go. See you, man. I'm like, damn. Like, I don't get a what's up or a.
No, they say, hey, bro.
You know? Like, come on. A cup of water or something. No, they just say, here you go. See ya. All right, fine. No hard feelings. I'm not tripping off. But I left and I went to Funky Picnic after I stopped by Roots Coffee Shop across the street.
Nice.
And I did get a honey vanilla latte while I was over there. It was fantastic. While I was in the meeting. But Funky Picnic, I had to get it's called Love Bus, man.
Okay.
It's calling my name.
Yeah.
I was craving those banana notes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with my, was it the Funky Burger they got over there?
Yeah.
Mm. Man, it's fantastic. I had two of the Love Buses.
Okay.
Then I drove my ass back all the way to Mesquite. But it was good, man. Oh, the Love Bus was, I had to stop over there and get it. I said, I came too far not to get it.
Well, there you go.
I will go on break.
and I'll be right back.
Be right back, so.
Well, this is another one of the rare things. We're actually going to open something here. I'm going to put our little towels here to make sure this wasn't too fuzzy.
Yeah.
But this is actually a German Pilsner from Weathered Souls.
Oh, right on.
Hardwood Classics. I'm going to give this a shot.
Favorite segment.
Ned Steele. Representative of Cedar Creek Brew House in Farmers Branch. Follow us on Instagram, Cedar Creek Brew House MS. Out here at the Big Texas Beer Fest, drinking with my buddy, Modern Brews and Beats. You should follow that podcast. It's awesome.
This is Angie Thomas, the undeniable vixen. Tony's number one nemesis. You are listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
This is Marissa at Transbeerville on IG, and you're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
So what are you listening to this week?
Yeah, so hanging out with my parents. Since I've been back, you're watching my dad's favorite show,
mm-hmm.
NCIS Los Angeles, which I knew nothing about. I know the other NCIS because he loved one of the people on there. But so Los Angeles has LL Cool J,
yeah,
and Chris O'Donnell used to be Robin.
Yes, long time ago. Yes, it's true.
But LL Cool J was on there, and I was like, damn, you know, I forget this brother used to like was a badass rapper and probably still is at this point. So I went back and since we're in the middle of this Timberland series here. I remember Timberland produced one of his albums back in 2004 called The Definition.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back in the day chopping and screwing a ton of those songs on there because I really enjoyed the album.
Yeah.
I went back and listened to it, Jerry. And it still holds up, man. Still a solid album. Top heavy, just like I like them.
You see?
Really nice legs on there, man.
Nice.
It finished very, very, very good for 11 track.
Yeah.
So it didn't take me all damn day. Which I'm all about that these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really good album, man. Timberland did a hell of a job. So cheers to that, man. 2004. I was surprised that it still holds up. So that's what I've been jamming on the last couple of
Don't
days.
Don't you love it when an album still
stands? Yeah, man. I was like, wow, this is still going.
Still hitting.
So, cheers to LL Cool J and The Definition, man. What about you?
For me, so you can call what I've been listening to bassoon bops.
Bassoon bops.
I'm just going to play in the bassoon and actually bring this sort of jazz-informed, hip-hop inspired set by an artist named Yusef Isef, right?
Okay.
And Egyptian-American musician, definitely for fans. I mean, if you're in the headspace for Benny Sings, maybe a little Solange, especially the 2016 and forward, yes. Solange.
Okay.
You'd definitely be in the headspace for some of this. The vocals, kind of give you that detachment. At first, when you listen to him, you can probably think, okay, there's a lot of dissonance here in terms of the harmonies that he's doing, and is he like a loner or something like that? But the record has a nice groove to it. I call it bassoon bops for a reason. It's pretty solid. Okay. The album is called Consistency. And it's available on, you can find it anywhere, but I got it off of Bandcamp where a lot of my music is. But he has these baritone vocals. Standout tracks would be Alone Again, It's Temporary, Better For You. Again, it's different in that it's not something you're going to really hear on pop radio, but you and I have never been like just longing for pop radio. So this is, so definitely check it out. Yusef. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like that name.
Yeah.
Isef Yusef. That's pretty sweet, man. Pretty sweet. As I mentioned in my beat of the week, we're in the middle of our Timberland series.
Yep.
Tonight we are Timberland Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
I know it took us a minute, Angie. We finally got here, so don't worry. Part 2, Jerry. And tonight, I really did some research on this because I've been doing research on this for probably a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
So I had all the notes in my phone. I was ready to go. And I kind of did my homework, but I kind of already knew because Timberland's a badass.
Right.
Tonight, we're going to do a world famous Kool Tone D's top five. Yes, it's back. The Kool Tone D's top five of Timberland produced albums. Now, when I say produce albums, majority of the tracks on these albums are going to be produced by him. Now, there's going to be some tracks produced by others.
I'm glad you said that, actually, because I was thinking about that. And I was thinking, like, I can think of a lot of songs. Oh, and I can think of a lot of albums that have Timberland-produced tracks.
Correct.
But I wasn't certain if I could name albums that actually like had his full production.
Correct. And that was the research part.
Sure.
I had to dig a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't dig too hard.
Okay.
But I dug. I was digging, man. Before I start my top five,
yes,
I'm gonna already do my honorable mention real quick. Honorable mention of Timberland produced albums, and at the end of my top five, I'm gonna do a quick honorable mentions of top my favorite Timberland tracks that he produced for others.
Okay,
so real quick, the honorable mention, Aaliyah's One in a Million, that came out in 1996.
Did he produce a majority of
the tracks on that album? Fantastic. I love that album. Every song on there, that's, to me, that's the R&B of the late 90s.
Sure. It's capulated. That sound.
Yes.
Exactly.
That is it.
The vocal style, which, you know, I honestly, I hear Aaliyah's vocal style and I think about the house that Janet built.
Correct.
In terms of the styling and stuff like that, but yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is... Man, I just remember just walking through the hallway. People had their CD players, and you can hear Aaliyah just blasting out of it. That was it. That One in a Million album's still amazing to this day.
Absolutely.
The next one, real quick. I do have one of hers on my top five tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But we can just honorable mention the rest of her discography of Missy Elliott, dude.
Missy Elliott. And Missy is...
She's the GOAT
for me. And it's funny because he credits her for bringing him out.
Yes.
And kind of bringing him to the fore, like saying, if it were not for her, you would not have heard of me.
Yeah. She's amazing. She's amazing. So, those are my two honorable mentions for produced albums. So, let's jump into Kool Tony D's top five. Number five, Jerry. Nelly Furtado's 2006 album, Loose.
So... Honestly, my familiarity with Nelly Furtado starts and ends with Like a Bird, to be honest.
Really?
What? I really am not as familiar. I mean, I honestly, once anyone mentions Nelly Furtado, Like a Bird plays in my mind, but that's about it. I really couldn't probably tell you much else.
And that album was before.
Yes.
This one.
Absolutely. Okay.
Once Timberland got with her,
mm-hmm.
came out with Promiscuous, Maneater. Forgot what else is on that album.
Yes, of course. You go Maneater. All the notes come to my mind. Okay,
Loose.
I'm old.
Fantastic. 2006, man.
Yeah.
That's what, man, she was hot too on those videos, man. See. So that's number five, because I love Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
In fact, she's the real Nelly to me.
Mm-hmm. See, and you know what? Didn't she do an album here in Dallas? Wasn't one of her albums like recorded here in Dallas?
Not sure.
A later album. Like something within the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. That's why I heard. Someone listening to the show, get back to us.
Yes.
You know.
Do that for us.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's number five. Number four. In 2015, Timberland came out with a mixtape. It wasn't advertised or nothing. I found it on Live Mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
He produced a full mixtape album. It was called King Stays King. From start to finish, this is a badass mixtape that he's just really just jamming.
But it's him.
It's him.
And his beats and
his beats.
Huh.
Yeah. Really good mixtape that I have in the phone to this day.
Of course. Of course you have in the
phone. It reminded me, because 2015 Timberland was coming off his Shock Value series.
And
more dance.
Yes.
King Stays King went back to a hip-hop noise.
Okay.
And it reminded me of old school Tim, but with new school artists. He had Young Thug on there with him.
Okay, and so dude, he had guests.
He had guests on there.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Really, really good. I was impressed, man. In fact, I was like, why didn't this
come out
as an album? Well, but you know what? It was really good. I appreciate you for that, Timberland. Thank you for dropping that. That was number four. Go find that mixtape, by the way. It will not disappoint you. All right. Number three. This is actually what we talked about in part one. The album, Timberland and Magoo, Indecent Proposal.
Indecent Proposal, yeah.
2001. Dude, that's just a badass. It's a gorgeous album, man. That's a gorgeous album. From start to finish.
Funny.
I can't get rid of it. All Y'all is a staple.
It's true. No, it's a good song.
That song I hear, I gotta go back. I gotta start it from scratch again. Wait, let me go back and hear that. That shit is just nice. Beautiful. Indecent Proposal. Magoo doing his little I still say it's a Q-tip.
A Q-tip light.
Yeah.
Q-tip light. That's funny.
He's doing his little impression there. But that album still jams. Got dropped with Fat Man Scoop, as we talked about on part one. Fantastic album, man. And again, this is Cool Tone D's top five. I love this album.
Cool.
Can't get enough of it. May go home jamming again tonight, man.
See?
Just to hear that drop again at the 4 minutes and 2 seconds into that song. I know when it starts. I know when it starts. This one right here is tough, Jay. We're already at number two. I didn't went through. I'm flying through. Again, we started number five with Nelly Furtado, Loose. Number four, his mixtape, King Stays King. Fantastic mixtape. Number three, Indecent Proposal, 2001. Number two, Jerry. Your favorite artist. Justin Timberlake.
You know
Future
what?
Sex Love Sounds.
I see 2006. Right now.
2006. Jerry, I love this damn album. I love it, love it, love it, love it. A lot of these songs are in the phone, Jerry. Justin's a bad man. I just really wanted to get your reaction.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that one?
I'll be very, very honest. I was still in my, especially at that time, I was still in my like, okay, I'm not really here for Justin and his, I wouldn't do a stunt like that. I don't need a stunt like that. Why would I need that for my career? I'm like, man, get out of here. You'd actually had more respect for me by saying, oh, yeah, we did it, man. You know, I'm like, okay, all right. I'm here for that. But
okay.
But I mean, honestly, Future Love Sounds, God, I other than that was Sexy Back, right? That was the album with Sexy Back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll be honest, I don't know as many songs. The album that kind of caught my attention with Justin was actually 2020 Experience.
Good album.
That album caught my ear. Like, you know, what is that? Not just Suit and Tie, but the first track from that record.
The one with Jay-Z?
No, it's... oh, that's going to... Da, 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 da.
Now I got to look it up,
Jay. Now you got me hooked up on that. Something Love. I hear the melody in my head. But that, when I heard it, I said, okay, I like that. Now, that's Timberland behind. I hear the production, but I'm like, melodically, that's catching me.
It's good, man.
Yeah, so.
It's good, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Future Sex Love Sounds, man. Sexy Back, My Love, which they still play on the radio to this day.
Plus, he was dissing Prince. I didn't really care. You know, he was dissing Prince. So I'm like, going, yeah, okay.
And that's just a no-no.
You know your discography is not anywhere near.
No, not even close. Not even close.
Nah, so whatever.
I mean, on the sound we have, What Goes Around Comes Around, Love Stone, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, man. Until the End of Time, the regular one. Don't put Beyonce on there. Just give me the real one. I didn't like Beyonce's version with that, the remix. I didn't want to hear her. I wanted to hear Justin hit those notes.
It's the remix.
I wanted to hear Justin hit those notes and him only.
Yeah.
I didn't need you. I didn't need you, Queen Bee. I didn't need you. But I love you, though. Don't come after me, ladies. I don't want the beehive after me. She's still good. I just didn't want her on that song, guys. Whew, I got that one. All right.
Let's see.
That's number two. The Timberlake. Memphis, Tennessee zone.
Memphis, Tennessee?
Memphis, Tennessee zone. I love my Memphis. That's maybe why I love them so much, man. Jerry, we're at number one. And this, and I had to start this list from number one down.
Gotcha.
Because I already knew what number one was going to be, man. I think she's the GOAT.
Yeah, she is.
She is, man. And as I mentioned, my honorable mention, everything after this album, including this album, Super Duper Fly by Missy Elliott, man. Mm-hmm. From start to finish, it's...
I mean, imagine what people were thinking when that album dropped.
It was ahead of its time.
The video, everything, like going, who is this black woman in a plastic bag? Or what if she's doing in this video?
Oh,
and
dude,
it just really caught people's eye. It caught people's ear. It was like, and it caught their feet eventually. Like,
absolutely.
This is a jam.
And it's still, the music still lasts. It still sounds good today.
Sure, sure.
Got the rain on there. Sock It To Me, just that beat. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, it's like, Missy, who is this? Like,
right.
What is she doing?
Right.
Big ass plastic bag.
Had no idea about her, you know, her past with the vocal group. Correct. And the singing and stuff like that. And she just like seemed to come out of nowhere. But you know, that's kind of how music happens. You got folks that seem to come from nowhere, mm-hmm. but of course they have a long history of things that you weren't aware of.
It definitely caught me by surprise, as you said, like, one minute she can be singing, mm-hmm. she can be rapping, but she's flowing, and you're like, is she jamming?
Right.
But then she's singing, and you're like, okay.
Harmonizing, too. Like, okay, not just, you know, just to, like, hold a note. It's like, oh, she's singing and got the note and got the production. Like, okay.
Missy, who, what, where, why are you in my life?
Right.
So I get it. Missy blessed me years ago, and I think she is one of the few, and this is probably the only time you'll ever hear this on this show. I will be starstruck if I ever met Missy Elliott. I may cry.
I would love to see her
show. Like I'm Michael Jackson in front of me or something. Like, yep. That's Missy fucking Elliott right there.
I would love to see her in concert. I've never seen her in live performance.
Oh, man.
You know, other than like television, but I've never seen her in live. I would love to see her in show.
I think she is the greatest. So that's my Cool Tony's top five. Again, number five, Nelly Furtado Loose.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Timbaland's mixtape, King Stays King. Number three, Indecent Proposal by Timbaland and Magoo, 2001. Number two, your favorite artist, Jerry. the Timberlake himself, Future Sex, Love Sounds in 2006. Fantastic album.
Yeah.
Man. And of course, number one, the GOAT, Missy, Mr. Meter, Elliott. Super duper fly. Fantastic. And that's Cool Tony D's top five, but I did say I had a quick little other honorable mention.
I figured so. I knew you can't do a top five. You especially had the honorable mentions all stacked.
Yeah, I got it. Now I'm going to throw out a couple of Timberland tracks.
In the honorable mentions.
This is part two of my honorable mentions here.
Gotcha. Okay.
These are single tracks that I love to this day. All three of these songs are in the phone. One of them I actually mentioned on a past episode. Here's one right here. Are We Cuttin' by Pastor Troy.
That name. And of course, we talked about the whole.
Fantastic. Pastor Troy. I love everything about this song, Jared. Are We Cuttin'? Hell yeah. She gonna see tomorrow if I don't cut tonight. So aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Troy. Pastor Troy.
Wow.
Are you wearing Bugle Boy jeans? Hell no. I love it.
What's wrong with the Bugle Boy
jeans? I love it. I played it just today alone. I was like, this is still great.
Right.
Are you wearing Bugle Boy jeans? Hell no. I love it. That's Are We Cuttin' by the great Pastor Troy, which, by the way, he's still coming out with music to this day on the mixtape circuit.
Okay.
But if you go back to that older stuff back mm-hmm. in the day, and I didn't put the years on this, I should have. Fantastic.
All right.
Next one, we're going to stay in ATL real fast. Luda.
Mm-hmm.
A song I mentioned on our podcast before. Fat Rabbit, man. Fat Rabbit is a damn good song.
What album is Fat Rabbit on?
Fat Rabbit was on Back for the First Time.
Ah, okay. All right.
Dude, something about, is it with the ATL art? Like, he's just like Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
He can work with any damn body. And Timbaland working with Pastor Troy, they don't even go together. But he did Are We Cuttin', and it's a fantastic song.
I mean,
Fat Rabbit, although it was at the end of the album,
yeah,
was one of the best songs on the album.
See, well, at least you end on a very big high note, right?
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, but Timbaland has worked with One Republic. I mean, come on, that was a huge hit.
It was. He did do that. That's a good song too. Mm-hmm. Apologize. And last but not least, many people may have forgot, but he produced Big Pimpin', Jay-Z.
Yeah,
featuring UGK.
That's
a song that changed the rap world. It got these guys from Port Arthur with this guy up here,
right,
coming together,
right.
Bam.
And it was something, because I know we talked about that before, where Jay-Z really wasn't on your radar.
Nope.
One, because you were focusing on a lot of regional rap.
Yeah.
And it took songs like Big Pimpin' and other things to actually go like, okay.
He's not.
What's happening here?
He's not that bad. give me another 10 years to listen to him again, and he's still warming up to me. But so yeah, that's my second honorable mention. And again, that's Kool Tundi's top five Timbaland produced albums here on Modern Brews and Beats.
See, I'd have to sit and really, because I can think of a lot of tracks that I love from him. Tons of tracks. And probably put a whole, like,
that's a whole episode.
Collection of big vinyl parts.
Episode. Right, right. Itself, just his tracks alone.
You know, but I like those old commercials. It definitely, there used to be albums of various songs by this record company called K-Tail, right? Mm-hmm. And some people listening will know, other folks won't. But with K-Tail, they would have this big hits collection on there, right? And at the end of the commercial, would say something silly. Oh, I'd like to have that album. Say, no, brother, you got to get your own. You know, and I could imagine all those tracks from Timbaland being on this album of like, going, this album would be jamming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just back to back, just jams. Like, talk about just a workout. Let's say this is my workout album. Absolutely. Put it on track one. I'm going to be done in sweat.
Absolutely.
By the time it's done.
What's funny is the ones that I left off of here were like his Shock Value series.
Mm-hmm.
It is more dance heavy, but really good albums, man.
Yeah.
What he did with like Carrie Hilson and Nicole, I can't never say her last name, but the Pussycat Dolls.
The Pussycat Dolls, yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Like he really, really good. And it put him almost, I mean, I knew who Timbaland was, but next thing you know, he's, I think it's some of those songs were featured for like the NBA on like,
absolutely.
Yeah, like he was getting some mainstream. Like, dude, that's Tim. Like, he should have been getting mainstream.
Absolutely.
So that Shock Value series, it was a two-parter. I don't believe he made a third one, but it damn near put him in like this legendary status. And I know we talk about him and Pharrell. At least I compare them both. And I was looking it up, and someone said that they were cousins, too.
They are cousins.
That's crazy, man.
They're cousins, which makes so much sense.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes, I mean, when you think about how much we love Pharrell's productions and style, the fact that Timbaland is his cousin, you're like going, dang, what's in, like, literally, what's in the family genes?
Because
y'all understand music on a wider scale, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I don't, when I said that, I was like, is that true? Like, I know that they were like, they went to school together damn near and everything. Like, these motherfuckers, they was cousins too.
Yeah, he mentioned it on our radio program.
That's crazy, man.
That's nuts. So
that's crazy. So yeah, we still got one more part. So be on the lookout for that, everyone.
Most definitely. Tony, thank you so much for bringing the Kool Tony D's top five
yes.
of Timbaland produced albums.
Produced
with a little peppering of tracks.
Yes, absolutely.
A little pepper.
Are we cutting? Are you wearing Bugle Boy jeans? Hell no.
What's wrong with Bugle Boy? Bugle Boy was a thing back in the day.
Pastor Troy.
Back in the Dizzy.
He's great.
Yeah. So where can people be finding your music and all your sound, all your DJ mixes, any of those things like that? Your talk about all the stuff that's not happening with the Cowboys right now because they keep screwing up. And then the baseball, so where can they find you?
Ain't nothing happening with the Cowboys. Man. It's a damn shame, too. Damn shame. But anyway, yes, follow me at Kool Tony. That's KOOTONYD. Instagram, taking the wonderful beer pictures. Got a little under the weather this past week. Sinuses kicked my ass, but I took the pictures, just haven't posted them yet.
See.
But yeah, I'm also on Twitter. Gosh, I'm just so confused with sports right now. Luckily, college basketball's going on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of distracting me, but Cowboys ain't making. I'm making more moves than the Cowboys. Mm. Man, I ain't even in football.
That's too bad.
Check out my playlist on Spotify and SoundCloud at Kool Tony D. The turntables came back out, Jerry.
Okay.
I dusted them off a couple weeks ago. Getting my rhythm down again. Just heads up. Just a heads up. We'll see what happens. Just a heads up.
Cool.
Might hear some Pastor Troy on there. You never know.
Let's see. Pastor Troy, are we cutting?
Great song. Gosh, I forgot how good that song was. Hey, man, where can they find you at?
So I'm talking beer and a few other things, just circling around the whole beer thing, at NTX Beer, and that's NTX _beer. You can find the show notes at ntxbeer.net. And also follow the Modern Brews and Beats handles. It's going to be Modern Brews and Beats, all one word, at Instagram. It's going to be M Brews Beats on Twitter. So we definitely thank you for listening to episode 119 of Modern Brews and Beats. No matter what you're doing, man, enjoy your brews, enjoy your music, but please do not drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if someone needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews